a prophet, and he turned out a prophet. Because a prophet, according to that new covenant, which is the Quran, the definition of a prophet changed in the new covenant, would be a person bringing a book. And Jesus already received his book. And if Muhammad is called the final news bringer, then it can't be any new news. But what does the Quran say Jesus is coming back for? The Bible says Jesus is coming back to save the world. That's not what the Quran says. The Quran says Jesus is coming back to say to people, I never told you to take me and my mother as God beside Allah. Glory be to Allah, it's not within my power to say such thing. What is that? That is a confirmation of the Quran. Why? Because the Quran says, don't say that Allah is three. Don't say that Allah is a trinity. Allah is alone, has no partner. So now somebody has to come and confirm that statement. And being the statement was made about Jesus, and the implication by the Christian world was that Jesus said to the world, I am Allah, and take my mother and me as God, which bred the Catholic Church and the Christian world, he has to come back as an apostle of Allah, confirming what was in the scripture of the Quran, and telling the world, I never said those things. You understand that? That's what Jesus will come as. Plus, to answer the question, is the Messiah Jesus going to return as an apostle? He left as an apostle. The apostle's job, according to the Holy Quran, chapter 3, verse 81, is to confirm what scriptures before. He has to confirm what the Quran is saying about this to the world, that the Quran teaches.